KJAN Sports.
I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports on KJAN. Starting off with high school softball and baseball from Monday night. In high school softball action, it was Atlantic taking a doubleheader from Shenandoah. They win the first game 13-1, the second game 16-0, as the Trojans were able to put some good hits out there and got some good pitching in the circle from both Olivia Engler and Kennedy Gergen. After the contest, head coach Terry Hensman was very pleased with the way his team played and said they took advantage of their opportunities.
You know, kind of a combination of taking advantage of some mistakes that a young team that Shenandoah had throughout the course of both of those games, but also putting the bat on the ball and being patient at the plate. I thought the girls did a really good job. And, of course, game one, Olivia did a fantastic job in the circle, as did Kennedy in game match hit in game two. So practice for the games together, we came out on top. So.
And the Trojans now prepare for a doubleheader home opener at the new facility at the Atlantic softball field as they dedicate the new facility tonight. 5:20, the pregame festivities, and 5:30 is scheduled first pitch for the first game tonight. Joel Sims will be throwing out the ceremonial first pitch for those contests tonight. Also, another Hawkeye 10 play. It was Denison Schleswig, an 8-5 winner over Clarinda in game one. They won game two, 10-9. St. Albert split with Red Oak. They won the first game 12-2, and then it was Red Oak 7-6 in the second. Harlan, a 10-0 winner over Glenwood in game one. They beat them in game two, 7-1. And Creston took a double dip from Kemper Catholic, 7-6 and 12-2. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was Trainer and Audubon splitting. Trainer wins game one, 1-0, and Audubon a 14-4 winner in game two. Logan Magnolia, 8-3 over Underwood. Missouri Valley beat Westwood, 4-3. Riverside, a 2-1 winner over AHSTW in 8 innings of play. Kenna Ford phenomenal in the circle there for Riverside in that one. Tri-Center, an 11-2 winner over IKM Manning. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Arweva 7-4 over Coon Rapids Bayard. Exira EHK beat Nottoway Valley 5-1. West Harrison a 9-8 winner over Booyer Valley. And Woodbine 9-1 over Cam. Corner Conference action, Griswold a 14-0 winner over East Mills. Sydney 11-2 over Fremont Mills. Pride of Iowa play, Central Decatur an 11-1 win over Mouton Udell. It was East Union 13-0 over Orient Maxburg. Lamoni 9-5 winners over Bedford. Lenox beat Stanton 14-2. Martinsdale St. Mary's a 12-0 winner over Seymour. Mount Air beat Mormon Trail 20-0. Wayne a 12-0 winner over Murray. And another scores, ACGC a 12-0 winner over Woodward Granger. And West Central Valley was a 10-4 winner over Panorama. Let's look at your high school softball scores from last night. In high school baseball action, Atlantic also taking a double dip from Shenandoah as they won game one 13-9. They win game two 6-3 as the Trojan baseball team also continues some recent good play. Denison Schleswig, an 8-7 winner over Clarinda in game one. They have won game two 11-1. Glenwood 3-1 over Harlan in game one, and then 7-6 in game two. Kemper Catholic took two from Creston, 7-6 and 1-0. And St. Albert took two from Red Oak, 8-4 and 11-1. Of course, the Atlantic baseball team also with their home opener at the new facility tonight. They're against St. Albert, and that will be a JV varsity, a JV starting at 5:30, varsity at 7:30 there for baseball debuting the new field. In Western Iowa Conference play, was AHSTW 12-2 over Riverside. Missouri Valley a 16-11 winner over Westwood. Trainer beat Audubon 6-1. Tri-Center a 19-3 winner over IKM Manning. Underwood beat Logan Magnolia 13-1. Corling Valley Conference play, was Coon Rapids Bayard a 10-0 winner over Arweva. West Harrison beat Booyer Valley 4-1, and Woodbine a 6-0 winner over Cam. In Pride of Iowa play, Central Decatur 16-0 over Mouton Udell. Lenox 11-0 over Stanton. Mount Air a 10-1 winner over Mormon Trail. Nottoway Valley 14-4 over Exira EHK. Orient Maxburg a 7-1 win over East Union. And Wayne a 5-3 win over Murray. And then another score, it was ACGC 5-4 over Woodward Granger with a late rally there for the Chargers. That's your high school baseball scores from last night. The Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association released their latest baseball rankings yesterday for the week four of the poll. And in Class 4A, Johnston is top ranked, followed by Pleasant Valley, West Des Moines, Dowling, Dubuque, Hempstead, and Ankeny. Lewis Central sits at number 9. In Class 3A, Marion is top ranked, followed by Wallert Catholic, Central DeWitt, Ballard, and Gilbert, the top 5 teams. Winterset sits at number 8. In Class 2A, Van Meter is top-ranked, followed by Des Moines Christian, Mid-Prairie, Roland Story, and Beckman Catholic. Panorama is at 8, and Underwood is at 9. In Class 1A, Newman Catholic is top-ranked, followed by North Lynn, Kingsley Pearson, St. Mary's Remsen, and Don Bosco, the top 5 teams. St. Albert is at number 6 now, and Cam is up a couple spots to number 7. Coon Rapids Bayard at number 9, and Martinsdale St. Mary's at number 10. That's a look at your latest high school baseball rankings from the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association. In Major League Baseball, game we had for you on the radio last night, Tyler O'Neill doubled home the tie-breaking run in the eighth inning, and the slumping St. Louis Cardinals beat the Miami Marlins 4-2 to halt a three-game slide. Adam Wainwright tossed 6 effective innings. Paul Goldschmidt had 2 hits and an RBI, and the Cards won only the 3rd time in 14 games. Dylan Floro, 5th Miami pitcher, began the 8th with a walk to Dylan Carlson before Goldschmidt singled. With 1 out, O'Neill hit his 2nd double of the game to score Carlson, who had 2 singles there in that one. So the Cardinals pick up that victory in the first one of that series. Two teams will go back at it once again here tonight with the 6:20 pregame here on KJN. Marlins will send left-hander Trevor Rogers to the mound, and the Cardinals sending Kwang Young Kim, the left-hander, to the mound there tonight for that second game of the series. Also in Major League Baseball last night in other scores, it was the Nationals beating the Pirates 3-2, the Red Sox 2-1 winners over the Blue Jays, the Mets 5-2 over the Cubs, the Indians beat the Orioles 4-3, the Reds 10-2 winners over the Brewers, it was the Tigers taking down the Royals 10-3, and also Tampa Bay a 5-2 winner over the White Sox. The Rockies beat the Padres 3-2, the Athletics are 8-5 winners over the Angels, Giants beat the Diamondbacks 5-2, Mariners 4-3 winners over the Twins, and the Dodgers a 3-1 victory over the Philadelphia Phillies. Also, the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, the conference finals getting underway, and last night the Vegas Golden Knights picked up game one of their series against the Montreal Canadiens in the conference final. A 4-1 victory there for the Golden Knights as they go up 1-0 in that series. And in the NBA playoffs, it was the Atlanta Hawks, a 103-100 victory over the Philadelphia 76ers, and that series is tied now at 2 games apiece. And the Clippers beat the Jazz 118-104 to tie that series up at 2 games each there. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.